Welcome back to the Podcast That Rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Thank you all so much for hanging out with us on this Wednesday evening, or whatever day it is and what time it is in the world that you're watching. I just say Wednesday evening because it's a lot easier. Thank you so much to everyone, especially the live Steves we have in the Steve chat on our Steve cast. I'm just going to throw in the word Steve every time I can now. If everyone gets sick of it, then it doesn't matter anymore. If we hit 50 likes, we will get a round of Festival Rocker Flop going where we book random festivals. I updated the folder, by the way. There's more good and bad stuff in it. That's right. More good and bad stuff.
So, yay.
Yeah. That could be good or terrible. It gets weird if we get to some of the stuff, by the way. But also could be great. It could be great. So, thank you all so much for hanging out with us. As everyone in the chat, why is YouTube throwing a fit now? Goodness. Woof. Oh. YouTube. You know what? It's fine. Hello to everyone in the Steves, Alex, Rowan, myself. Welcome you all in. We have a surprising amount of conversation and information to give to all of you, and we were not expecting it up until like went today at 2 p.m. It got real quiet over the weekend because of Black Friday and Thanksgiving. And then today they said, oh, you want stories, do you? Well, we got them.
I was like, bleh.
Yeah, yeah. Like, very quickly, too. Like, we could not even react fast enough. So, also, you already have a question. Alex, did you watch the new The Pretty Reckless Where Are You Christmas video yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet. No spoilers.
Okay. Well, so if Rowan and I are having a conversation and Alex is like this, just dazing off. Yeah, we know what's going on.
Can I just say how awesome The Pretty Reckless was? Oh, my God. You remember that one part, Luke?
Yes,
shut your mouth, Rowan.
Man.
Shut your mouth.
The camera work, man, how good was that?
Oh, my God. I mean, like, as a videographer, I mean, I tip my hat.
Thanks. You guys are nice. Appreciate it.
Good thing we're not all in the same studio right now. We'd both get hit.
Oh, my God. When they played that one song. When they played that one song, Luke.
Yes, yeah, just generic. Did you see her song in the outfit with the shoes and the hair and the makeup?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Just the most generic stuff.
You guys are so nice.
Yeah.
Yo, that guitar work, by the way, oh my God.
All right, we'll stop ragging on Alex because we know she'll get us back later. Thank you all so much. We're going to go right into it right now with the good news and the interesting news about our main story. I would like to say I did not come up with the title of our podcast tonight, 2026, the year of feminine badassery. That would be one. Alex, I'm going to share my screen with my friends so they can see what's going on. Entire screen. There we go. Bam, bam. What you're looking at is the new tour, if it lets me zoom out. Evanescence, Spirit Box, Poppy, also featuring Nova Twins and Kay Flay, going through North America, Europe, parts of... Is that it? North America and Europe?
North America, Europe, and the UK.
And UK, because they're in no man's land, apparently, for the last 2 years. But yes... It happened. They called their shot. The tease was official. Evanescence, Spirit Box, Poppy. Was there an alert notification on my end? I thought I just heard something.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, something's
is that new?
Wow, even Discord is getting all riled up over Evanescence and Spirit Box and Poppy. Okay. So, there were some quotes given with the press release. We're going to talk about the tour first, and this is what a lot of people are excited about. This is an amphitheater tour. Big fatty one going from June to October. That is a lot of dates with a lot of angry ladies screaming at each other around the world. It's exactly what people want. So, that being said, the other quote that was like indirect was kind of confirmed by Amy Lee saying, oh, they've recorded more stuff together.
This is going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, if they drop an album...
The fact that they're such good friends, they planned this much out, they already are willing to travel towards each other, I'm willing to bet we could get more than one extra song out of this. Poppy plays with anybody.
That would be sick.
Poppy plays with anybody. Spirit Box is going to be between album cycles. Evanescence just does what they want. Why not? Ivan's here scrounging up
a
storm.
We do know Poppy is set to release a new album in February, so
correct.
It would be interesting if we got like a couple features. That would be sick.
I'm sure that can happen too. Have they released the track listing for that yet? For the new album?
I don't remember. They have two singles out right now. But.
Gotcha. And they're great too. We'll get to that also, but I do want to ask this, because Alex, I turned this over to you a little bit because you did a little bit of impromptu research on this. One, are tickets going to be easy to obtain? Be honest.
Yeah, easy to obtain? Yes. Financially responsible to obtain? Not quite.
Easy to obtain if you're rich.
Yes. Yeah. I mean...
Great. That's great to hear.
I was looking at a couple of the dates, and the cheapest I found for, like, a general admission pit, mm-hmm. kind of near the stage, but not necessarily, like...
Not
front. It was, like, $207 for one ticket. And I'm like... need to eat that week. It's fine. We can make it happen.
I mean, that's,
so, a, I mean,
yeah, that's like $200 at the grocery store really isn't that much anymore anyway. So,
yeah.
So
what can we expect from a Live Nation tour though? Correct. This one is going to be hard to weigh. Listen to your radio station and win tickets.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, they'll do online giveaways and stuff too. Absolutely.
All concert crap. They do giveaways all the time.
Concert crap. Corey does a great job with that. Like, he's been friends with the channel for a while now. Corey's the one that runs it. Concert Crap's the one to follow on Instagram. Concert Crap. They do giveaways, excluding for tours like this. The big stuff in festivals all the time. Great plug. There's one thing I also want to point out right now. We thought there was going to be Evanescence, Spirit Box, and Poppy as the main three every tour. Uh-uh. We are not getting Poppy in a lot of the U.S. dates. Unfortunately. So, the other fillers with special guests, Nova Twins and K-Flay. We knew about K-Flay. We did not know about Nova Twins. That's a good fit. I like Nova Twins being on this as well. But it's important to know, like, look up the tour poster. It's on screen right now for people that are interested if you're watching on YouTube. Just Google the tour dates online or check out rock.net and things like that as well. I made a short for it. Check out which date is closest to you and then check out which bands are playing with Evanescence. Because that is going to be a big factor. I don't want you going thinking you're getting Spirit Box and Poppy when you will not be getting both.
Yes. Do your due diligence because this lineup is not the entire tour.
No, not even close, actually. There's like four different touring groups, I want to say, with Evanescence.
So U.S. is just Evanescence Spirit Box.
Correct.
With Nova Twins, mm-hmm. and then UK is the only time you can catch Poppy with Evanescence.
Correct. Also,
It's weird that they're doing all this, but they don't have a set date where all of them are together. Not even one. Or maybe if that could be even like maybe a surprise show.
Later we got down one little fun blur right there. You never know.
July 18th is true. A blurb, and that's a California date. We know because they're already between California stuff. Also, so Alex could be sent in there in Los Angeles trying to scoop it around whatever the Intuit Dome or whatever the name of it is now in LA. However, I could see them squeezing in festival dates as well. All three of them or all five of them. I can totally see that.
Well, ahead of this, we've already got Evanescence on tap for Sick New World. So
correct. Could they add Spirit Box and Poppy? Because it's Sick New World is maybe months before June, you know. So that would be a good way for them to test things out and just get all the shenanigans out, you know, see how much. And Poppy's already been to Sick New World unannounced and just doing cameos.
That's honestly what I was kind of thinking here, because last time Poppy was there, she wasn't booked to perform with Noctiluce and Bad Omens.
And she did both.
Poppy was not on that lineup. She just
did
showed
both
up
on the same day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We complain, we argue, or we're curious about how things are going to run. This is a good thing. This is huge for the U.S. and Europe and Canada. Do they go to Mexico? I don't know if they go to Mexico.
Not on this announcement.
Not
but
on this.
We never know.
Yeah, there could be another leg. There could be more tour dates announced. That being said, though, this is a big amphitheater tour that I hope sells really well because this is another big one that has potential to sell.
I feel like it's guaranteed to sell. Like, Poppy and Spirit Box have both been, like, kind of getting more into the mainstream zeitgeist this last year, these last couple years. Sure. And Evanescence just has, like, that legacy. It has just become kind of like that legacy act. So, honestly, I could see this going really well. And, I mean, End of View was really well-received. I know so many people now who say, like, that's their song of the year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It was a bit of, like, a cultural phenomenon, at least in our space.
It was a unique entity. Go ahead, Alex.
I think because of End of You, even if you're not even super big on the track itself. I mean, we can be honest about that. You can be honest, like, oh yeah, I wasn't super into the song. The fact that all of these women got together to do this song is huge, regardless of how you feel about the song. That collaboration was insane. Yep. And so for this to kind of be a culmination of that collaboration, I am super stoked to see what comes after this.
And this was not...
I also think it's just always...
Go ahead, Ron.
I also just think it's also a great way to kind of like a bit of a passing of the torch kind of moment. For the longest time, it feels like Amy Lee has kind of been like seen as like the girl of metal, if that makes sense. I don't know if I could phrase that a little bit better, but like, again, like it's just kind of great that she is like collaborating with like younger artists really, and kind of like showing that, like, you know, that this is still a space for women.
There's a new Hot Topic queen. That is correct. A new Hot Topic queen. So
more like queens, but yeah,
well, whatever.
Queens for sure. Yeah. Yes. Evanescence and Amy Lee, I think she's like the mother figure. We kind of talked about like mother maiden crone thing. I am not going to call Amy Lee a crone, but as far as like metal and strong female personas, Amy Lee was always that for me, because I mean, they got their start in 2003. Correct. So it's a pretty long time that she's kind of been dominating the scene.
Mm-hmm. And I'd also want to say, like, these three getting together when they did that, and this tour now being a product of them getting together, that was not the industry and labels saying, hey, you three need to play along with each other, meet up and make something for us. No, they wanted to. They liked each other and they wanted to be friends and they got together. You know how rare that is? That's a big deal. And for it to do, I should say this, how rare it is and how big of a scope this was for three groups and three names like this to do it all so well.
Yeah.
It's one thing if a bunch of metalcore bands like all get together that tour with each other for 20 years straight and they already do it anyway. These are three names that have played side by side with each other, knew each other, and said, why don't we just, you know, be besties and go to Nashville and record something? That was the
honestly,
exact word.
I really like that side of it too, because forgive me if you guys don't see it this way, but me being a woman, no, but like women in the metal space are always treated differently, not necessarily by the bands or the fans, just by the system itself. And it's like, oh, well, you're a female fronted band. Like, you don't call male fronted bands. And so it's like, they're always kind of singled out and they're always often subtly pinned against each other. This was like smashing that, and I love that.
My favorite thing, I'll see this, like Alex and Rowan, you could attest to this as well. So a lot of people will see a female-fronted band as a gimmick. Like, oh, they have a lady in the band. That's a gimmick right there. That's it. They don't see it as, oh, it's an actual band.
Yeah.
So.
It happens a lot.
It does. I don't know. It's hard to say how successful will this be. I don't know if every day tour date's going to sell, considering the cost of everything and no one can afford tickets. However, people will save up and buy this. People will try to do things. I could see this one selling out a lot of tour dates.
I can see this being the one to... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was going to say, since it's going on sale this Friday to the public, because it is so far out, try to plan to save up to get these tickets. Like, this is one of those tours I would not want to miss. So I'm definitely going to be, you know, having a couple of ramens here and there to try and save up to get tickets to this one. Because damn.
Yeah, this is like, if there was a tour worth saving up for, this is that tour.
True.
Absolutely.
And also, I will say this too. It's far enough ahead where you can budget and plan appropriately if you and a plus one are trying to go. Two decent tickets. I'm not talking front barricade, VIP experience. I'm talking just two decent tickets. You could probably scrounge up enough if you really wanted to.
Yeah, I feel like also for most people, I feel like saving up $200 across like a couple months, I feel like that's not the worst situation, at least in my opinion.
And I know a lot of people have bigger cost of living. They have kids, they have loved ones, they have animals they have to feed. I get that. But if this tour is for you, it might be worth saving up money, because I'm willing to bet they're going to have a lot of surprises at a lot of these shows as well. Like Amy Lee coming out to perform with Spirit Box or Poppy and vice versa every night. And you would want to see that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I am positive that we're going to have like some shows where it's like they're not going to say anything until the actual show. But I'm willing to bet money that one of these acts are going to come out during one of the shows, whether it's the Spirit Box Evanescence tour in the US or the Poppy Evanescence tour in the UK. Like, we're going to see like Courtney or Poppy come up on stage and they're going to sing End of You, or just sing like together in general.
Yeah. And they should.
I hope so.
They will. And yeah, they're going to Southern California, so we know one person's going to try to be there and probably sneak on the bus. So get us those interviews if you can.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's probably going to be like a, it's probably going to be like a Cape Fear type situation, if I had to guess. Alex, I would start training those arms, making sure you, you're well prepared.
I was going to say it's more like a boys, it's a Boys for Now situation from Bob's Burgers, where she sneaks on the bus in the dirty laundry and just hides in the hamper.
Oh,
like you wouldn't try that. Like you wouldn't try.
I would not.
To hide in Amy Lee or Courtney LaPlante or Poppy's laundry.
I'm going to be super honest with both of you. The fact that you guys come up with so many ideas makes me... It concerns me that you've thought of this for your favorite artist. I've never thought, oh, I would love to jump in Amy Lee's
camper. To be fair, I didn't think of it for my favorite artist. It's because of Bob's Burgers, to be fair. So,
no, thank you.
I've thought of that show in years.
So, let us know in the comments if you are going to get tickets, which show you're going to go to, what you're hoping to see, all the things like that. So, there's a lot of good stuff coming on this one. I hope everything plays out the way it's supposed to. Card subject to change. Date subject to change. Always keep that in mind for these big tours that gets posted like months in advance. I hope it all plays out. We've all been cursed and stake bitten by tours getting canceled now that we've lived long enough to see that happen on a global scale. So here's hoping awesome things are going to happen. That's our good news. We wanted to start off with good news. Isn't that nice? We did it. Thank you guys so much. Please keep hitting the like button.
It all goes downhill from here.
Not yet. One thing I want to say, it's not so much downhill, but a little tribute. Happy birthday, one Ozzy Osbourne, who would have been a 77.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Ozzy above, screaming around at other rock and metal legends in heaven, just screaming his butt off, laughing hysterically. Ha, ha, ha. That's how I imagine
it. I just imagine he's going, like, drink for drink with Lemmy, honestly. That's what I like to think.
Maybe. And it won't hurt his liver or kidneys. So you know what? Yeah.
I like to think that in heaven you can drink and do drugs as much as you want, and there's like no negative side effects.
I don't think they're gonna have meth up in heaven. I'm pretty sure. I feel like
how do you know?
I feel pretty confident in saying something like that. Pretty sure. They're not gonna have the bathtub meth. There's no bathtub meth station, you know, in a burnt out wood tool shed in heaven. Okay, I come from the Midwest.
Rock and roll heaven, probably though.
No. I come from the Midwest. I assure you, nothing like that looks like heaven. I have to believe that. Okay,
yeah. Is it like a rule if you live in the Midwest, you know what heaven's like?
You know what meth is like, and I'm saying that's why it's not heaven. I assure you.
We've all watched Breaking Bad, right? We all. Know what
if
meth
you
is
that's
like.
The tip. Oh, you wish meth labs were that clean. You wish.
Trailer.
What happened to this conversation?
I know.
We're talking about meth now.
Okay, let's go back. Podcast. One final good thing about Evanescence. I almost forgot to mention it. If you want to see Evanescence live, guess what? Evanescence will be performing at the Game Awards.
I'm so excited to announce that we will be performing Afterlife from Netflix Devil May Cry at the Game Awards this year on December 11th.
That's sick.
December 11th, performing Afterlife from Devil May Cry, the song they made specifically for the game. So, one good thing's going to happen at the Game Awards, an actual performance from Evanescence. That's pretty cool. I like it.
That is super cool.
Yes. That's the type of stuff we need more of. The Game Awards are always been a controversy. This is something good. Okay? Something really good. So, we now go to something not so good. I don't even know how to segue into this. I wanted Alex to talk about a little bit because one, she's the one that brought the story to our attention today. Two, she's the least anger biased because Rowan and myself are photographers. And I don't know how we can get through this one. I have asked Rowan to take a story in a little bit. Alex, I'm going to try to refrain as much as I can, but I do have some show and tell. Can you tell a little bit about Ross Halfin and why he is now just torpedoed his name? And that is actually a good way to describe it.
Yeah, it's a super mega bummer. So he's like one of the biggest rock photographers or music photographers in the world. I mean, he's shot so many people. He was one of Ozzy's like favorite photographers. They did a lot of work together. He was huge. And he still is huge. I mean, he's getting ready to launch a Pantera coffee table book.
The worst timing. It got announced today.
Worst timing.
Today it got announced, of all days.
It just got announced that he's been following Pantera around. He's got, like, the behind-the-curtain viewpoint, and it's, like, this extensive coffee table book of Pantera. So Ross Halfen, he basically stole pictures of Lynyrd Skynyrd, tried to sell them and pass them off as his own, and he signed them and everything. Come to find out, he did not take these photos.
Nope. So
that's a big no-no.
That's not only a big no-no.
Cardinal sin.
This lawsuit went on for over a year. That's how long this has been going on. We're going to try to give the crib notes about Mr. Halfen of what this whole situation was. But for over a year, he has been dodging court dates and lawsuit summons. Actual court summons he didn't show up for. Well, it was recently, after the most recent no-show, the judge was saying, you know what? Screw it. You're paying $60,000, so that includes court cases and lawyer fees and stuff, because you stole someone other's photos, took claim them as your own, signed them yourself, and sold them for a lot of money because you've done that with your other photos. That begs the question, and Rowan, you could probably accompany this on this too, how do we know those other photos that you sell are also yours?
Your credibility is so gone at this point. Now every photo you have probably taken is going to be under scrutiny. Like, no one's going to trust him anymore. Yeah.
So, if you guys are watching my screen right now, I have his website up. And guess what? We're looking at photos of Cliff Burton in 1985. How do we know he took it? Photos of Jimmy Page and Guns N' Roses in 1987. How do we know he took it? Ozzy's hand with a close-up for 520 euros. That's how much he's selling that for. Well, did he take it? That's what we have to ask every single time now. He did an Iron Maiden shoot with 2 minutes to midnight, like for the actual music video during that shoot. $520, or euros, excuse me. Everyone has the same question now. How do you prove it? There's ways to prove it now, but how do we know what you're selling is yours?
Well, in pre-internet, how can you prove that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he's been doing this since the 80s consistently. And, like, when I said he was one of the biggest music photographers of all time, we can see right here, Cliff Burton, Guns N' Roses. Like, are you kidding me?
Freddie Mercury of Queen, 520 euros from 1977 in Earl's Court. If he didn't take that photo and he's selling that, there might be a murder charge against him because someone might try to kill them.
Dude, it's just like, honestly, I'm glad that this all came out on the day of his photo book coming out, because I now like to think he is going to get his comeuppance, where the photo book is going to bomb. No one's going to buy it.
I wouldn't want to buy it.
And he's going to be stuck in his house. He's going to be stuck in his house surrounded by unsold copies with a tainted legacy because you committed
in a locked garage. Yeah. No, you're right. You're totally right. Yeah.
Yeah, you committed the worst sin you can as an artist. You stole someone else's work and tried to pass it off as your own. That is, like, I just hate that on so many levels, and I'm glad. I'll be happy if this ruins him.
See,
that might sound harsh, but, like, yeah.
Someone just said, that's like AI, but worse. Honestly, kind of, because with AI, you know it's slop, and you're not, and you know where it came from. This is someone taking someone else's work, selling it for big bucks as your own.
And see, again, this is someone who potentially stole people's work for decades and got famous and, like, off of it. Again, just as we've been saying, everything can now be put under scrutiny.
Go ahead, Alex.
I was thinking the same thing on the AI train, because we know AI and all of these models train off of other people's work. Mm-hmm. So all of this artwork and all of this photography and all of this just art across all genres has been just shoved into the machine. And it's like, okay, make me a photo that looks like Ross Halfen. Okay. That's what this still feels like, is because you're taking somebody else's and trying to pass it off as your own.
Yeah.
It is. The AI thing is, I get where that person's coming from, because I was kind of thinking the same thing. Like, gross. Yep.
And also, like, just like you can train AI to, like, make an image based off a Sony or a Nikon camera, this lens, this aperture, you can actually say a realistic photo that way, taken by Ross Halfen. And then you have an image of Lemmy. Or Amy Winehouse. Dead celebrities and musicians that they can't stand by it either. Like, they can't vouch for it because they're passed on.
Yep. Like, that's what I'm saying. We don't know now.
So it's been,
you know, what's funny?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
If anyone has ever played Persona 5, there is one of the enemy, like one of the main antagonists of the game, literally had this plot. He was an artist who stole from like other artists, passed it off as his own, got rich and famous, and like it's like a whole thing where you have to take him down. It's that exact plot. I'm not even joking.
I'm laughing at someone in the comment. He went full Milli Vanilli. Yes, he's the photographer Milli Vanilli. That is correct. And yeah, that sucks. I'm also saying, like, this story is less than 24 hours old now that we know about it. Again, same day as the Pantera book announcement. That's rough. Sorry, publisher. You got screwed out of that. I'd sue. If I was the publisher of that book, oops. But we're going to have, he has to make a statement. You can't no-show that many court cases just because, eh, whatever, I don't care. But first of all, boy, is that going to set a precedent. But now, every single person you sold a photo to, what's to stop them from suing the crap out of you now there's a precedent that you admitted to?
Can I say, too, like, did you think it was going to work out for you if you just didn't go to court? That, I almost hear, that almost never works out for anyone.
Also, they can have the case without you if you keep doing that, and that makes it
they can have
worse.
The case without you, and it puts you in a bad light in the eyes of the court.
Yes.
It's like, oh, he's been dodging court cases, you know? Why, if he's not guilty, why is he not listening to our summons? Why is he not taking this seriously?
I was thinking the same thing. Like, dude hasn't even responded.
Nope.
He's not even coming out and say, oh, yeah, I didn't do that. Oh, yeah, I did. He's just straight ignoring everything. That's not a way to make this go away.
This is not, that's not how you do it. You can't just be, if you can't ignore, you can't just ignore it and hope it goes away. Yeah. That's not how courts work.
Also, he admitted
to, anything works.
Also, he admitted to his lawyer that everything that was accused of him and claimed was true, but he still didn't show up for court cases in early 2024 and 2025, or in 2025, as well as the most recent November 24th, 2025, to settle the amounts. Well, Wagner was granted a default judgment for compensatory damages, punitive damages, attorney's fees, totaling $61,241. I hope it was worth it.
Yeah. A tarnished legacy. No one is ever going to want to take you seriously. I can't imagine anyone would want to work with him after this.
See,
so
he has so many connections,
and
he has all the connections. I'm sure not everyone's going to hear this story, but enough people will. And like, because I'm not kidding when I say this, a lot of photographers looked up to this guy's work. A lot.
Yeah. No, dude, it's like, I worked for one of his peers. He would talk about him. And it's just like, again, it sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's captured some of the most memorable moments in rock history.
We think.
Like, absolutely. Well, that we think, yeah.
It now sucks we have to ask that now. We have to ask that every time.
No.
Yeah, but you see, like, again, like, for a lot of the ones that for musicians that have passed on, too, like, that's even more insane. And now you think about it, it's like, well, did he actually take it, or did he just sneak in front of another photographer at a photo pit and take it and then claim that one is his before anyone else could?
Do you think, like, every gallery or every print that has, like, his signature, there should be, like, a little question mark at the end or something?
An asterisk?
Yeah, Ross Halfin?
Oh, man. They're going to be graffiti artists going, like, whoop, with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
We do not promote vandalism like unless they deserve it. Keep that in mind, folks. Message from the podcast.
I feel like this would be deserved.
Moving on to another awful story. This one includes AI. This is what Rowan brought to us literally, 60 seconds after the news dropped about this Ross Halfin photographer garbage. Rowan dropped a message.
Great combo.
It was an intense 2-minute combo of news flurry this afternoon. Architects have not had a good time in the last week or two. They really have not. Rowan, what's wrong with architects right now?
Well, remember how last week we were talking about how AI can probably just be used to just replicate, like, actual artists' music, and it might be passed off as its own music?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently someone wanted to test that theory. So on Architect's actual Spotify was a new song called Ashes of the Kingdom. And on the song, or on the cover of the song, we're talking about AI art and potentially using like people's likeness. There was, it was just this cover of these four people who looked like the band, and you play the song, and you find out it doesn't sound anything like Architects. The instruments don't. It doesn't sound like Sam Carter singing. It's just like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Turns out, it's completely made by AI. And this was not made by the band to make like a quick buck or something like that. This was someone working outside the band who posted it and passed it off as an Architect song. And somehow it got through Spotify. Thankfully, it's been taken down now. You can't really find it anymore. I can't really find anything on YouTube or Apple Music or anything like that. The only video I know of this song still existing is Orion Reacts. Great channel, by the way. I listened to it, and it's just like, wow, this sucks. And if this... I'm worried about this setting like a precedent if other people are going to try and pull this BS. And it's just like... It pisses me off. We need to, like, I know AI is probably going to be too big to keep from happening at this point, but we got to start, like, I feel like we got to start, like, thinking of, like, regulations or something like that, or something where, like, this cannot slide, because this is, like, disgusting, really, and this is not fair to Architects. They're a great band. I love their new album this year, and, like, this whole thing just sucks. I hate it.
So, Alex and Rowan, remember last week how we knew Suno was like pretty much absolved of all their usage of bands, and going forward they would allow people to use AI to remix music, and Spotify's like, okay, let's do that. 1 week later.
Yeah.
And I never would have thought of that, of this possibility of someone making an AI song and sneaking it onto a band's page as the band. That one I never thought of before, but now it works. Yep,
that's the important thing. It somehow got through.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, okay, granted, I don't know how all of it works. You know, I don't know how it goes with labels, but I feel like there had to be like some like communication between Spotify and labels where it's like, oh, hey, Architects released a new song.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. We didn't release anything.
It has to be uploaded from somewhere and approved if it's like that. But boy, is that another case for bands to take their music off Spotify. I'm not saying all streaming. I'm saying Spotify. Take it off.
Well, it did get taken off, thankfully.
No, I'm talking
all... I can't find an Apple Music.
I mean, all like bands like King Gizzard and all these other bands taking their albums and music
off
of Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
Take it off Spotify. You cannot trust it anymore. Stuff like this happens.
Yep.
So, yeah. Like, okay. Let's hit close to home. If someone did that with Tool or Evanescence... You know, like people would be like, that's too big of a band. No one will do that. Why not? Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And look how easy it was. 1 week. And everyone called it out as garbage as soon as they heard it. Give it a few more months, you know? And like AI, Suno is going to learn. Yeah, go on, Alex.
Look at what we said about AI image. Remember when we first started this podcast and we were looking at AI images with like 10 fingers on one hand and that's AI. That's AI. Look at how fast and how far that's come.
Yep.
It's not going to get any better with anything else. The AI is learning too quick and it's getting too smart. It's going to be super hard to tell the difference. Yeah, you're not going to hear the soul, which I am a firm believer. Like AI has no soul. The musicians put that into it. But it's going to become harder and harder to tell the difference, unfortunately.
Also, chat, Steve's great job. Like they're saying, Tidal is so much better. I'm using YouTube Music because I pay for YouTube and stuff like that. Yeah, there are so many more alternatives where this won't happen.
Or just listen to records, like buy vinyls, buy
sure.
CDs.
Yeah.
I mean, like there's no problem with those either.
Physical copy.
At least you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You don't it's just like...
The Architects is not going to be able to sell a CD with an AI slop on it.
We need regulations. No. We need something to combat like... this being a regular thing. Because, like, to your guys' point, I feel like as long as AI gets more sophisticated, it's going to be less obvious that this was AI. You know, it's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, a thing. It's, like, that's something that terrifies me. I don't know how I can trust anything in the music industry at that point.
You couldn't trust the music industry in the first place, and now you have this.
At least I can have some hope. And, you know...
Yeah, yeah.
At least I could like hope for a world where artists today still have a chance.
Yeah, so someone said the Architect song still got through onto YouTube. Yeah, I could see other people uploading it so that we could see what
find
it is.
Find it on YouTube. What, yeah. Like, really? Probably. I looked it up by title.
Yeah, but the thing is, it could still be there, like, if it's different titled, or someone just copied it, like, again, like, use OBS or a different screen, like, screen recorder or recorder on your software.
Or just download it.
Upload it to YouTube on your own channel. You're set, you know? Because there's not going to be, like, a claim on it.
Oh, yeah, true. I mean, like, no one... Do we even know? Like, that's, like, the thing. Like, people in the chat are also saying, oh, Architect should sue. I don't know how they're going to find out who to sue.
They'd have to find out
who.
That's
the tough part.
They could go after Suno. I don't care, because I can't imagine Architects opted into something like that.
Oh, no, no. This would kill a band's credibility.
Mm-hmm. So,
when someone brought up... this drives me crazy. Okay. Somebody brought up Johnny Hawkins.
Oh, God, no.
Being against AI.
First of all, he's gone off the deep end over the last few years, by the way.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. To my point... the fact that not every musician is against this, yes, Johnny Hawkins is a little bit of an outlier, but
yes.
That is insane, because I guarantee there are more who are like, oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's totally fine. Oh, yeah, I don't mind. It just helps. I didn't have to sing it. You know, stupid crap. There are going to be more of these artists coming out.
And they may not be vocal about it like Johnny Hawkins, who's vocal about a lot of weird stuff now, but they might be doing it anyway, and that sucks.
Another facet of this being terrifying. Not only can we as the fans not tell, but if artists start leaning into this and just, it's going to be like those situations where we learn some of our favorite artists are awful. Mm-hmm. It's going to be another level of that. And it's like, damn it.
If legitimate artists start getting to a point where it's like, oh, okay, I already proved myself. I already have the backing to do it. So I'm just going to use AI to make my new album, and, you know, no one will be able to tell the difference. And I'll be able to tour it. I'll be able to make money off of it.
I'll learn the AI songs before I go on tour. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, or I could just ask the AI. Okay, yeah, give me the tabs for this or whatever.
Yep, exactly. And also, I'm glad you brought that name up, too. As someone who was a big Nothing More fan in the 2010s, man, boy, has that just gone to crap over the last few years.
They were good when they first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Nothing More was fun. When they dropped Jimmy, yeah.
That album after the stories we tell ourselves, they had so much good stuff. Man, they bit down on the red pill, and then they said, AI's my new daddy, and then he got so drunk he ran over his girlfriend. He didn't even know he ran over her, and then she beat the crap out of him while they were drunk, and there was a big all this other stuff, and all of this I'm saying is real, and then it just keeps going on with more music shenanigans, too.
Forgot about the car thing.
Oh, yeah. I remember covering that one. Like, the statement about it. Like, oh, no. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, someone just said, I could see Roddy and Megadeth being into AI. AI Megadeth? Oh. Oh.
No.
See.
Hello, me. Meet the AI me. Da-da-da.
Oh, no. Just he's going to make
riff,
it real.
The wrong riff to it also. Yeah.
He's gonna be like, hello, me. Meet the real me. Which one of me is the real me?
Nope. He still has...
it just keeps looping.
Yeah, it just loops on that intro. That's it. That's the song. Ugh. Well, I don't know how else to put a bit on this. Again, I'm glad Architects made a big fatty statement saying screw AI, screw all this. I hope they say screw Spotify soon. They have more reason than a lot of bands out there now.
A lot of bands.
Yeah, a lot of bands.
Yeah, were... because...
Mm-hmm.
If there's a mass exodus from Spotify, they can't continue to treat artists like crap because there's no artists left.
And also, if there's
that's
alternatives,
the only way,
Tidal pays 2 to 3 times more per stream to all the artists. That's way more than Spotify. Even Amazon and Apple pay well over twice as much. So you have alternatives. Get rid of Spotify.
Unfortunately, Spotify. Yeah.
It is.
Unfortunately, Spotify is the popular one.
It is.
I mean, like, I'm already starting to see people post their Spotify raps, mm-hmm. which, I mean, like, oh, is this really worth it? It's like, I don't give a shit what you listen to this year. You know, mm-hmm. Good for you.
Anything? It sucks. This really just hit me. It sucks that we have to have weekly AI coverage in the music industry and on genres we love now. That's exactly what this is, by the way. Weekly AI coverage.
Yeah, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. It does make me wonder what's next. Because again, this was one I never would have thought of like sneaking it onto another band's thing. Even as a, if it was a prank or a parody song, I at least would have understood it a little more. Like,
it's just how quick, yes. Like right after we had our Suno conversation. Yep,
I agree.
Yeah. And again, it's just like this somehow got through. I feel, again, I know I just said it, but like with the bigger bands, you would think there would be more vetting, yeah. But
ooh, yeah.
There's not. And now,
okay.
Now I just don't know like what's stopping younger artists.
I had one of my awful dark business thoughts. Okay. So Spotify loves AI. They've been entrenched with it for the last couple of years now, just investing in it more and more. And now they're with the Suno stuff. Well, if Architects or their label goes, what the heck happened? How did you guys let this get through? All they have to say is, it's not any of our faults. AI did it. AI let it through. You can't get mad at us. So no one has to take the blame. That's the thing.
Yeah. I've honestly thought about that a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, how many models are they putting together to scapegoat? Well, I didn't sign off. It pumped that.
It's our
you know,
bot.
There's a lot.
Yeah. It's our bot. Sorry. It's not my fault, though. I didn't do it. Yeah. Okay. We had to move on because we could spend another 10 minutes on this just commiserating. And we do have other things we need to talk about. I'm sure we'll have more AI coverage next week, unfortunately. We're going to talk about something cute and wholesome now, very quickly. PETA is not always known for their cute and wholesome tactics on people for the ethical treatment of animals. Sometimes they're extremely aggressive. This one feels a little more wholesome. There's an elephant that is being abused in circus life, and that does happen. You know what? They've asked Alice in Chains to temporarily change their name to Betty in Chains.
You know I love what? Where they're coming from yes. on this. The heart is there.
I agree. Like I agree.
Just the one time yeah, I can
see PETA
be on the side of PETA.
Yeah, like with this one, I applaud PETA doing a non-confrontational, non-insane approach for something like this. I'm a big ASPCA fan. PETA, not so much. But at least this one, it's a good attempt. It's a good little thing. They could try to get attention for at least.
Well, and the fact that, so, I mean, we can say what they're doing here. So they're trying to tell, they're asking Alice in Chains to change their name to Betty in Chains to bring awareness to Betty, a 56-year-old disabled elephant who's been forced to perform in circuses. She's performed hundreds of circus shows year over year. So they're like, hey, Alice in Chains, would you be willing to call yourselves Betty in Chains to let people know about this poor elephant and what she's going through? Like that comes from a really good place in somebody's heart.
Yeah.
I wanted to point this out. This is the first like heartwarming good PETA story I've heard in a while, to say the least.
I think this is the first good PETA story I've heard ever, you know?
Again, wife and I are ASPCA fans big time. We are all for ethical treatment of animals. PETA's tactics get a little tense. You know what? If they want to have a Betty and if Alice in Chains wanted to sell at least a Betty in Chains merch design and give all profits, something like that even, I'd be fine with that. I think that's a smarter way to go about it than total brand change to Betty and Chains, you know?
Totally. Sort of one-off. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Their name is Alice in Chains, which is why I know they went after Alice in Chains for this.
Yeah.
But the fact, I wonder what Alice in Chains is going to do, mm-hmm. if anything. But I love that this is another way for us to bring attention to something terrible.
People are aware of this now also. No matter what Alice in Chains does, people are aware of Betty. So that's also a good tactic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's good. See? We have heartwarming good stuff on the podcast that rocked. See? All right. Now to some bad news. Australia's not getting a festival. Parkway Drive's Parkways Festival was canceled ahead of 2026 Australian debut. It sucks. It does suck because this was the first Australian edition of Parkways Festival. Parkway Drives have been trying to do so much more for Australia, as they always have. They've done so many cool things. The Sydney Opera House show, the Black Tie Affair, all the other cool things they do. The Australian debut of the tour was to feature Parkway Drive, the Amity Affliction, also Australia. North Lane, I believe, is also Australia. Alpha Wolf, I don't know. And Story of the Year from St. Louis, Missouri. I will give them credit because that's the hometown. Well, they made the big statement and it sucks. We're devastated to confirm the Parkways Festival Australian Tour will not go ahead. The cancellation is due to a combination of challenges, and ultimately, the numbers no longer stack up. With a heavy heart, we've had to make a difficult decision. We've tried everything. We're gutted. People will get refunds. There's no way they can make this run because it was going to be way too expensive to run. They would have run at a loss. That's not saying tickets weren't selling, but to run that big of a festival and the production for five bands, the tickets were too expensive compared to something like Good Things Fest, which is a bigger festival for cheaper. They had high hopes and high anticipation and expectations. They could not make it run in the end. And it sucks for Australia and Parkway Drive fans.
Yep.
So we will continue our coverage of festivals not happening. That sucks too. At least I understand. This is not through skeezy stuff like this. This is just because economy sucks worldwide right now. No one can afford anything. And if people can't buy concert tickets or anything like this, there's no way these concerts can run, especially the big production day festivals. So
remind me, Does Australia in general get a lot of metal festivals? Do any of them come like that?
Yeah, I mean, they get Knotfest.
I genuinely don't know.
They get their Knotfest every year. They get Knotfest in the summer because they have all their festivals in like December through March when it's not scalding hot. But yeah, they have Good Things Fest, the first one. That's the one they have like a lot of good bands going through. That's soon. They have Knotfest. They have other stuff too. So,
all right.
I will say this, we have an Australian there that also can probably plug in all the festivals that happened, that the heavy stuff. So it does happen. Speaking of heavy, that's the best segue I got for this one. We talked about Brian from I Prevail leaving I Prevail, what we thought was amicable. And then we learned it may not have been as amicable as we thought. Well, he debuted his new project, Scatterbrain. Good name, by the way, for a new band or new group, whatever, if it's a project. But he went the same I Prevail route as they did when they got big, covered another Taylor Swift song. He covered Look What You Made Me Do, which was a direct choice of Look What You Made Me Do, cover another Taylor Swift song. Full music video dropped a couple days ago. Alex and Rowan have both at least seen or heard it. Thoughts, friends? Alex, Rowan, what did you think of Scatterbrain?
Okay, I gotta be honest. I sympathize with Brian. I really do. And I think it's just okay. But I gotta be honest, overall, objectively, I was underwhelmed by the song. It's not bad. It's just not crazy memorable. I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan, and I don't really listen to the originals. So maybe that's part of it, too. I gotta be honest, too. When I first heard he was doing a Taylor Swift cover, I was like thinking like, oh, so you're just copying your old band. That's a little bit lame. You know, that was just my initial thoughts.
Alex?
Why another Taylor Swift song? Come on. Come on. That was a choice, and I think it was the wrong choice.
Yeah.
The video, I was not a fan. All of the AI used in the video, I really did not like.
Okay, on screen
the
right
AI
now.
The AI crowd, yes, yes.
It's not even, it's like on screen right now. It doesn't even look like an AI bus. That looks like crappy clip art from Microsoft Word in the 90s, like the bus you would put on a Word document. That sucks.
That's like a Photoshopped background with a filter.
Yes, it is so bad.
I watched the video and I'm like, really, Brian? Come on. AI video like this? This is what you come out with? And then look what you made me do? I had high hopes. This could have been a banger.
It could have been something. It could have been something.
Because he was doing all these like promos and like on Instagram. Every time I opened it up, he was like doing like another like little teaser or something. And it's just like, again, it's not the worst thing ever.
No, it's not.
I don't have enough to judge Brian Solo's work. I don't have enough to judge Scatterbrain.
Yeah.
This is just like a very mediocre song with kind of with a gimmick that at least with Brian and I Prevail it's a little bit lame that he's redoing it. I can understand it's more, you could say it's more of a statement, but like that's how it came across to me as the listener.
Yeah, it felt more like a statement. Yeah, go ahead, Alex. Yeah.
I agree. I do feel like it was a statement. He was definitely like, well, I think he did it wrong. I'm going to be super honest and just say that he did it wrong. He could have done the same song. He could have had the same theme. He could have done it differently. I think the way this played out was not very strong.
Right now on screen, you see the crowd the band is playing in front of, which is AI. That is AI slop. That is ChatGPT churning out MP4 in 5 minutes of a band playing in front of a crowd. And to reiterate your points, I feel like this was a tactic, and the tactic was not the best foot forward to prove you can do your own thing and make your own stuff. You covered a song from an artist way bigger than you, because that's what happened last time. You used AI for your music video. You didn't write your own song. You didn't make your own video. What do we have to look forward to on the new venture of Scatterbrain that we haven't seen? Again, because it's nothing.
I can't judge Scatterbrain yet because...
Yeah.
We haven't seen the original music.
Right. We need to hear something that's actually Scatterbrain. Brian doing his own song, or even just playing his own video, like him performing. He did not have to do this. He could have just played
it. It's a live video.
Yeah, a live video. That's it.
Yep. I was so mad. I feel like maybe if I had just heard the song, I would not have been as disappointed.
I think
disappointed.
I was the same. Because, again, the song is a very generic live cover. That's how I see it. Like, hey, let's get together at Warped Tour and play this live cover. That's fun. Metalcore Gone Pop or whatever it is.
At least, even when I
first heard that he was doing a Taylor Swift cover, I think one of you guys posted in the group chat. Uh-huh. Like, even before I even listened to it, when I just heard, oh, Brian released a Taylor Swift cover as his debut solo work. I'm like, really? And it's just because of I Prevail, because that's what got them big.
It was.
You know, it just feels like, it feels like he's hoping to get that lightning in a bottle twice.
And
that's how it read to me.
It just feels weird. I want the best for this guy because he is a talented musician, but he showcased so little of his talents in the execution.
Exactly. We have no idea what he's capable of because this was not any of that.
Man, just when I thought we were done with AI, like, folks at home, if you're listening on the podcast, check it out on YouTube, just the video or this podcast. On screen right now, that AI festival crowd, I don't even know how else to describe it besides AI arms just waving around like wacky inflatable tube men with no rhythm. There's extra arms sticking out from no bodies. They're just arms. That's what it is.
I actually laughed when I saw that. And here's the thing. This might come across as mean, but if he's willing to do this to hopefully get more attention, I gotta be honest, I'm not really looking forward to what he has anymore. I don't know. It's just like it left a bit of a bad taste in my mouth.
It made me more confused. That's for sure.
It made me just like more hesitant.
The choices made me mad.
Yeah.
The choices made here were not made properly.
And he didn't need to. He had a label and people that could help him make a video cheap enough that he didn't have to fly and stand around in front of a green screen or cameras to zoom around him to do all this.
Ugh. Yep.
Do you think he saw the final project and like, oh no, I have to go with this now?
Ugh. Some people are like, oh, that looks so good. It looks like I'm in front of tens of thousands of people. Like, no, it does not.
It looks like you're in front of cadaver arms. That's what it kind of looks like right now, sir.
And honestly, him trying to, This is me just nitpicking a little bit.
I just got to the eagle flying overhead. Sorry, go ahead.
It's a little bit nitpicking, but it's like the music video is him like performing for like tens of thousands of people, and it's just like, dude, no one's even heard a note of your solo stuff before this even dropped. It's like, come on.
Yeah. Someone said he could have just covered a Christmas song and it probably would have been better. Yes. Even a Christmas cover would have been better. Yeah. At least that would have been something. Okay, we got to move on from this too because, again, all right, you know what? No, one more time. I'm zooming in the bus on screen right now. Jeez, man, that is some 1997, like old Windows CGI, like a screensaver of a bus, and it just plays the bus sound effect.
That was that was the state-of-the-art tech in the early 90s when CGI was first starting.
Oh, if this came out in 1995, people would have lost their minds. That's fine.
Yeah.
30 years later, not so much. All right. We're going to talk about some good stuff now. We've decided, as hosts of the podcast that rocked, that every week for December, because albums and tours are kind of quiet in a upcoming announcements, we'll go over those if any got announced. But we want to talk about some of our favorite albums of 2025. I make my own video, but I want Alex and Rowan to get out their thoughts on some of their favorite albums as well. So each week, one of us will go over briefly one of their favorite albums of 2025. So, Alex, would you like to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
So one of my favorite albums from the year was Garbage, Let All the That We Imagine Be the Light. This follow-up to one of my top three favorite Garbage albums was not quite, it obviously didn't knock any of them out of the top three, but to get a brand new Garbage album in 2025 was a huge deal. Mm-hmm. It dropped in May. It was, we had no idea, going to be the last album they release before their full final tour throughout North America. So as far as just significance go, this is a very significant album as a huge Garbage fan. The album itself, like I said, their eighth studio album, it's not in my top three or anything, but it's definitely a really good album. So this is one of my top three for 2025.
Very well said. Shirley would be proud. Now we go over to Rowan. Rowan, what was one of your favorite albums of 2025?
I got to be honest, this honestly has just like become a new band on my radar because they are new. This is their debut album. I'm going with Via Nova's Hit It. Just so for like over the summer, they were slowly releasing new singles like pretty much every couple of weeks. And some of my bandmates caught on to it. They'd show me. We all loved it. And we were just kind of like following the band. Then they shadow dropped the whole album. And it's just like, it's such a fun record. It's so creative. We're talking about how AI is killing creativity and killing music. This is an album that I think people kind of like need because it goes in so many creative directions. It's this fun, jazzy, metalcore sound that I just can't get enough of. It always just leaves you feeling more and more surprised. And it's just such a fun album to listen to, like the songs on their own or just as a whole. I pre-ordered this thing on vinyl. It's coming in 2 weeks. I can't wait for it. I think this is a band that really needs more and more attention because they prove themselves with this record. So please, just give it a listen. Seriously, trust me. You'll thank me. It's that good.
Very good. German metalcore would be proud. We now go to my choice, coming out of Santa Cruz, out of California. One of my favorites of the year is from Scowl. This is a take on hardcore that's not full-blown hardcore. They have a lot more variety. What Cat Moss and company have done on Are We All Angels impressed me with how much range they have and how much total difference they have in creating different vibes while still having the hardcore heart. Tonight I'm Afraid and, oh man, Not Hell, Not Heaven. I almost forgot the song title because my brain's fried. Those two songs, wildly different, totally define Scowl and what they're capable of. If I had any recommendation for you guys to check out Scowl and what they did this year, it's those two songs. Tonight I'm Afraid, Not Hell, Not Heaven. They played one of those on Colbert on Late Night. So just like a band like this to get on Colbert is kind of a big deal nowadays, especially since Colbert is leaving soon or next year, whatever it is. So many cool things about that. I recommend Scowl. I hope the world for them. I know they're touring again big this year. They're going to Australia and a few other places as well overseas. So hope you guys check that out.
That album is also, I also voted that one as one of my favorite albums of the year too. Tonight I'm Afraid was on constant rotation as soon as it came out.
Very nice. So, oh yeah, a lot of people are saying like different choices too. So next week we'll have three more. The following week will be our best and worst of 2025. We'll do this as well. We'll talk about our favorite songs. And in 2 weeks, we'll cover the best and worst of 2025 in general. Boy, will that be a weird, weird episode going through a lot. So stay tuned. So that being said, do we have any albums and tours we want to talk about? If we don't, that's okay. Is there anything on the boards for either of you?
Honestly, a lot of UK stuff dropped. A lot of UK tours.
You want to just do it really
European tours.
While I pull up Super Chat, you want to do that really quick?
I'll just pick a few of them because there's a lot.
There you go. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so Evanescence we already talked about with Spirit Box, Poppy, K-Flay, and Nova Twins. Don't miss that one. Yeah. Judas Priest just announced a European tour.
Ooh.
We've got, I know you're excited about this, Danzig crooning goodness. Elvis.
I have goodness, guys.
I saw that.
I sent this to one Crash Thompson because he and I bonded over how awful some of his covers get. Like, we're just like, well, let's get tickets. So it's man, if you go, you're doing a service to someone who really thinks he's doing something special. That's what it is right now. You are not
this
getting the misfits. Yeah, you are not
nope.
getting the misfits. Not even close.
You get to ring in the new year with Danzig singing Elvis.
By the way, he's not singing the upbeat Elvis songs like Jailhouse Rock. No, he's singing the old crooner country ones. That's what he does. So
wild. Turnstile, Tsunami, and Mike Patton's favorite band, Wolf Mother, got booked on Bonnaroo. thought that was a funny way to put that.
Very cool.
Mammoth 10 Years and James and the Cold Gun announced a North American tour. Voivod Midnight and Cryptosis announced a UK tour. And the Amity Affliction, August Burns Red, announced a North American tour as well.
Very cool. Rowan, do we have any albums coming out December 5th, 2025?
We have some, honestly, some decent names. First of all, we have Norwegian death metal band Blood Red Throne releasing Slit Skin.
Oh, my.
Badass title. We have we have legendary punk band NoFX releasing A-H or A-H. I don't know how you pronounce this. It's an A-H, whatever. And finally, just because I want to give like a little more attention to like some of the newer bands, melodic metal band Hollow Peak is releasing their debut album, Obsidian Cult. I've been listening to some of the singles, and I really like it. I hope the album's great, and, you know, I would say give it a listen.
Very cool. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Let's go through some super chats, because we do have a few, and we hit our one super chat goal, so we're adding an extra band to Festival Rock or Flop for hitting that one as well. So thank you guys for the super chats. I don't know what our like goal is, or like our like count is at, but if we keep hitting the like button, we'll do one extra round of it. From Ellie Yeet, real bummer about Park Waves, would have liked to see it go well. Parkway Drive deserved their own festival. Oh well, at least Good Things is still going this weekend. Tool, Garbage, and Weezer tomorrow. That's Good Things. That's the one I talked about. So headlined by Tool, Garbage, Weezer, and a whole lot of other bands. It's a big variety. When we announced it, we made fun of it saying they stole our idea. So they still did, but that's besides the point. I hope it goes well. From Angela Dick, TPR, The Pretty Reckless, is good all the time, and all the time, The Pretty Reckless is good. That's the super chat. Yeah, that's how you do super chats, by the way. Just praise your favorite band. From Chance Edits, justice shall be served for Architects. They probably should try to file something, because that could have jeopardized them way worse. So
I just got to figure out, like, who do you sue? That's the question.
I know, yeah. You know? Like, their lawyers have got to be setting up something.
Whoever let it through.
I would hope so.
Yeah, whoever let it through. Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
From Ellie Eats, happy birthday, Ozday. Enjoy a beer with Randy Rhodes. And one more to hit the goal. And that's just another super chat for that. So we hit our five. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ellie, for getting those extras in to get the goal. What is our like count at? 44. So six more likes. We'll do our own. But in the meantime, we're booking some festivals. Alex and Rowan, are you ready?
Hell yeah.
Do it.
Okay. Each week, we book random festivals out of a folder of over 200 bands and qualifiers that I added more to, just to see what kind of random shenanigans we can get. Festival rock or flop. It could be good. Alex, don't do the sarcastic, timid thumbs up.
Yay!
It could be good. All right.
I'm so excited.
As you should be. Okay. So, you guys can still see my screen? Okay.
Yep.
Let's do this.
It's just at the Evanescence poster.
Right,
though.
Right. It should switch over as soon as I hit it, okay? And do this. Band number one.
There we go.
Oh. Well, well, well. Alex, can you see who it is?
Oh my goodness, I'm going to your festival.
Yeet Fest starts off with Garbage. Literally.
Imagine the next three acts are going to be the worst.
The trashiest things. Oh, okay.
I'm still going, sorry.
You know what?
Garbage and actual garbage.
Ooh, Garbage Fest with actual garbage after. Okay. You know what? You got four bands, though. You got four more bands, Yeet Fest. Here we go. Band number two. Bad Religion. I'm down with that. No issues here. Number three. Buckcherry. I don't like Shirley Manson being on the same festival as Buckcherry, but you know what? I'd still go at this point.
Honestly, Buckcherry is the one who's going to have to worry about it.
She could beat all of them up. Let's be honest.
Oh,
she could. Yeah. Number four, Slash with Miles Kennedy. That's pretty good. And number five, Ginger. So this is all over the place for Yeet Fest.
Solid, though. Solid acts.
Despite Buckcherry, I'm down. Come on. This is solid. Okay.
Buckcherry's going to be the opener. I'm showing up late. I'm going to take my time getting to that venue.
I really have to think about this one. Just kidding. Yeah. I'm totally going. Yeah.
I'm baby stepping into the venue from the parking lot and taking parking to the way back just to walk a little extra more. Yeah.
Maybe you tailgate a little bit. Yeah.
With strangers. Just meet up to their tailgate. Hey, I don't want to go in yet. Can I hang out with you guys for a little bit?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of yeses. Yes, especially for Ginger. That's a solid yes. I'm going. Make shit Buckcherry play first. Yeah. Who? That's an insult if we told Ginger what they had to play before Buckcherry. Uh-uh.
Nope.
No way. So, we now go on to Angela Fest. Thank you so much, Angela, for the super chat on that one. Angela Fest, band number one. 30 Seconds to Mars. I'm not sure I'm going to make it to this one.
Oh, oh my God.
We got so glad it wasn't on the last one. Oh, woof. That would have been crap. Oh, boy. Number two. Dragon Force. Man, that does not match at all. Dragon Force doesn't deserve that. Number three. Trivia. There's an outlier of these three. Number four, Poppy.
Come on, it has to be with 30 Seconds to Mars. Come
Number
on.
Five, Rise Against. If the other four were on any, if they had any other band with them, this would be a slam dunk.
Do I like Trivium and Poppy enough?
I'm going.
Rise Against is fun. Dragon Force is fun. They do fun stuff.
There's too much good.
There
to
is
negate the bad here.
Also, if 30 Seconds to Mars is the biggest name, if for some reason they are headlining, I don't. They would have to. We can go get burgers later. Come on.
You know, if they are headlining, we'll leave early. We'll beat the traffic, and we'll get food.
Well, we say that if everyone leaves at the same time, we don't beat the traffic. So, yes, I would go. Man, it's close. I'm seeing a lot of the exact same responses, by the way. Poor Poppy, run Dragon Force. Leto has the power to ruin anything. Okay. I'm going, just getting shots during 30 Seconds to Mars at the end of the night. Woof. Okay. Skipping 30 Seconds to Mars. I'm going to say yes. Man, it's close. We now go to Chance Fest, number three festivals. Here we go. Chance Fest, band number one. We already had Slash. Band number one, Boyz II Men will be joining the next band to make 90s R&B style remixes. Yes. I love that this is in there. Okay. So, Boyz II Men will be on stage with the next band, and they'll be making R&B remixes of whatever that band's discography and set list is. You got it? Okay. Boyz II Men in the style of Smashing Pumpkins. Oh, God.
How does that work? How does that work?
You make Zero and Bullet with Butterfly Wings all 90s sexy.
That's weird.
It's Billy Corgan trying to get sexy and down with it, and Boyz II Men on stage for all the ladies.
How do you
so
do
who's singing
upbeat?
It, though? Billy Corgan or Boyz II Men?
All of them, because like they're all four singers. Just
all together?
How do you do an upbeat R&B song version of today?
Oh, they're going to 1979? They're going to find a way.
Burn my eyes out.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Number two. This was the first one, right? For Chance Fest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number two. Green Day.
Sure. In the style of Boyz II Men, just kidding.
This is a very 90s concert.
Chance Fest really has the nostalgia riled up. Number three, we already had Ginger. That would be Hinder. Number four, Corey Feldman.
What is this festival?
No.
Chance Fest is really scraping the barrel for bands to come to town. To get whoever they can.
I'm not doing this one.
And number five, Amon Amarth with their Viking shit.
Damn it.
Green Day headlines. Smashing Pumpkins remixed in Boyz II Men will be the direct support. Corey Feldman opens, then Hinder, and then the Viking death metal with Amon Amarth. Yeah.
The Viking death metal band followed by the R&B version of Smashing Pumpkins.
Correct. Yes, cool. You got it all correct, yes.
I can't make it.
I'm sitting out this one too.
It would be so
I'm not going to come up with an excuse. I'm just not interested.
It would be so cool to see Smashing Pumpkins, Green Day, and Amon Amarth.
Yeah.
But the R&B, Smashing Pumpkins.
It is R&B Smashing Pumpkins. Yes, that is correct.
That doesn't really feel like my vibe. I don't think I can make it.
Hinder and Corey Feldman don't win you over? Back to back?
You know, I was questioning that one. Well, that was almost...
I'm
trying to imagining Billy Corgan trying to dance shirtless and try to serenade the audience.
Shirtless!
And I'm like,
he takes his shirt off to the 90s moms, like the moms that grew up listening to Boyz II Men.
Yeah, it's I think I now know what that looks like.
Billy's voice doing voice. No, make it stop.
Man, ugh. I sure hope no AI program is listening and tries to make that, because that is some type of AI slop. Yeah. Make Boyz II Men sing Smashing Pumpkins, but keep it as Billy Corgan. Ugh. Is this a foghorn? Because
I've seen more Skips and Nas, so yeah.
Yeah, it's like Green Day is a fantastic headliner. This is a lot to ask for. Amon Amarth is a blast. They do not fit here. They don't, so yeah. Shirtless Billy Corgan dancing sounds like a nightmare. Oh, he danced too. He absolutely would try to dance with Boyz II Men, like front
imagine
of the
he's
stage.
He's like on his knees. He's trying to like lean back and all. So he's doing that pose.
Yeah,
you know,
with his like chest, his arms up to the sky. Like that's right. And the rain falls down on stage.
Oh my god, it's like that's horrifying. I will burn my eyes out if I do see that.
It would sell, but not well enough to make it worth it. So,
at what cost?
Thank you guys so much for the super chats. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us for our shenanigans of our good and bad news this week. It was a lot to get through. I know we're over time. Thank you guys for hanging out with us anyway. As I stop sharing my screen, where did Discord go? There we go. Thank you all so much. You will have a video on the channel tomorrow about the top five new, or five, not top five, five of the best new bands to check out from 2025. Worth checking out tomorrow. Alex, do you have anything you'd like to bring up?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Rowan, how about you?
I actually have a big announcement for everyone. I didn't include it in the upcoming albums and releases because it's not on Friday, but a week from yesterday, so next Tuesday, my own band is releasing our debut single, and I'm super excited about it. The pre-ad link is now up on the chat.
Perfect.
Honestly, we're really excited about it. My band and I are really proud of it. If my opinion has brought you guys like joy and all that stuff, it's just like listening to me talk about like rock and metal has been fun for you. I ask you, please just like give it a listen and just, you know, give us your thoughts. We would love to hear from you.
Okay, you can be sincere about it. Steves, click the link in the chat and click the link in the description and just check it out. Don't act like you can't.
I'm trying not to be so much of a shill. Come on.
That's fine. I don't care. Just do it. You know you can. It doesn't cost you anything. So
it's about integrity, my guy.
I've had this YouTube channel way too long for integrity. So
I like to try to keep some integrity in this screwed up world that we have.
Yeah, that's nice. Keep that pie in the sky dream. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. We will be
say
here
hi
next
to my
week.
Guitarist, by the way. He's in the chat.
Okay, that's fine. I'll tell him the same. Alex. You've had a good streak of at least decent jokes that make sense.
Yeah.
What do you have for us this week? I believe the chat is ready.
All right. So, why do dads take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing?
I feel like I could figure this out.
Don't think about it too hard.
My dad golfs a lot. I'm trying to
you
think.
You guys want the answer? Okay, ready?
Yeah, you go ahead, yeah.
In case they get a hole in one.
Yeah, it does make sense. It does make sense.
It makes sense. Still not laughing.
I am smiling.
Oh, come on.
No, I did smile.
Oh. It's a joke. It's a dad joke.
Man. Come on.
It's very close.
Yeah, we'll give it like a... 2 out of 5.
I'll give it like a C.
Let's see what the chat says. I'm curious to see what the Steves say about the golf joke. That is like a true golf joke.
They're quiet right now.
I even got a golf clap. Yeah. Oh, that was better. That was a better one. See, there you go.
Dad squared a joke. Are you throwing trees? Like
Christmas trees. Someone's throwing. Oh, two people are throwing socks at you. Someone is legitimately having conniptions laughing so hard in the chat. Someone said to keep the sweat off because they're in Florida. What?
I mean, we're thinking like there's real other, practical applications.
There's other golf courses in the country, I promise, that aren't as stanky. Ugh. So someone just threw like a meme, like a cartoon. Someone threw a shooting star. Oh, there you go.
Woo!
Golfers, courses. I refuse to get it.
Does that mean you do get it? You just don't accept it?
Man, high school teachers must have hated that guy. Hey, heavy metal joker. I refuse to learn this. Yeah, he's good. It was a giggle. Ha ha ha. There are more laughs than not laughs on that one. So.
I mean, it's a dad joke. What do you expect from me?
That is true. Like from a dad joke of the day calendar. That is exactly what that one is. So. Thank you all so much. It was subpar. Oh, get it?
See, that's a good dad joke. That's a good dad golf joke.
The golf puns are going to start.
A bit of a bogey.
Oh, there.
Hey, Alex, that joke was rough.
I'm going to hit myself in the head with a club.
That's obvious.
Obvious, right. Thank you so much. We will see you all next week, hopefully with less AI news, because sweet mercy, we all need a break from it. Did everyone hear that again? I heard it again. I heard the little cheep cheep.
No.
I heard the Discord. It has to be on my computer then. I heard like a little like a timer or something. Ugh.
I didn't hear it this time.
Guys, I think we're watching Luke lose it.
No, someone like everyone else would have had to have heard it too on Discord. It's just you two wouldn't have heard it because you're not on my computer, like you're on the call. I'm not. Everyone else knows I'm not crazy. It's just you two, okay? You two are the problem, not me. Okay, that's how it works.
You're the only one hearing things, apparently.
Everyone else is going to be, yeah, see in the chat, I heard it. Yep, I heard it. There you go.
How can we trust that guy's credibility? How can we trust that guy's credibility?
I heard it. Everyone else is saying it too now. There you go. I'm right. That's what matters. Thank you
Barbara
so much.
Barbara Streisand effect.
That was a different thing for me growing up. Ugh. Thank you all so much. We will see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.